We pray. Let your steadfast love come to us, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Amen. Well, guess who's here in the United States? The Pope. And how the people are celebrating. We hear words like kind and merciful, caring and gentle, simple and yet courageous. However, from another source, we hear words like lawless, self-deifying, deceptive, destructive. Who would say such things about this man? Well, listen. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day, that is, the day of judgment, will not come unless the rebellion comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And you know what is restraining him now, so that he may be revealed in his time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains it will do so until he is out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will kill with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing at the appearance of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false, in order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now let's say that some powerful enemy is hunting you down. Someone comes along and gives a description of this enemy. Now you can look about. Look out for that enemy, whoever fits that description. And when you finally see him, you stay away from him. Well, God has given us a description of the greatest earthly enemy of the Holy Christian Church. This enemy secretly existed already in the time of the Apostle Paul. And we are told that he will continue to exist until he is destroyed when Christ returns. This one came into prominence in connection with what's called the Great Rebellion, the Great Apostasy, the Great Falling Away from Faith. This enemy places himself in the middle of the visible church, claiming to be taking Christ's place on earth, claiming to be the head of the church and bowing to no one. At the same time, he robs Christ of all that Jesus came to accomplish by his suffering and death. This enemy claims for himself godlike authority, the authority to control forgiveness of sins, the authority to damn people to hell, the authority to make up new doctrines, and so forth. He places a curse upon any religion that does not submit to his authority. He himself refuses to submit to any authority, to any laws. He gives the appearance of saintliness while he does the will of Satan. Great multitudes of people are deceived by him. This is the description that the Lord gives of this one called the Antichrist. Throughout history, there has been only one who has consistently fit this description, century after century, and that's the Pope in Rome. putting upon himself the appearance of saintliness, even to the point of wearing all white clothing. He pretends to care. At the same time, he denies to people the saving message of the gospel. Instead of declaring that there is full and free forgiveness for everybody, he doles out forgiveness according to his own desires. He controls it. He gives it to those who submit to him and those who do penance. That is a penalty of good works that they're supposed to do in order to atone for their own sins. What it comes down to is this, that by denying to people the message of Christ's free and complete forgiveness, the Pope denies to them the glories of heaven. Listen to the official papal doctrine, Canon 9. If anyone says that by faith alone the ungodly is justified, in such wise as to mean that nothing else is required, let him be anathema, that is, accursed. Canon 12. If anyone says that justifying faith is nothing else but confidence in the divine mercy which remits sins for Christ's sake, let him be anathema. Canon 24. If anyone says that the righteousness received is not preserved and also increased before God through good works, but that the said works are merely the fruits and signs of justification obtained, but not a cause of the increase thereof, let him be anathema. The Pope curses you. It curses us. He damns us because we do believe that we are saved by grace through faith, and that our works are only the fruits of faith. So the following is the teaching of the CLC. As to the Antichrist, we teach that the prophecies of the Holy Scriptures concerning the Antichrist have been fulfilled in the Pope of Rome and his dominion. 7 minutes is not enough time to list all the evidence, such as the many false doctrines that he has made up, claiming that they come from God, as well as the false signs and lying wonders that are perpetrated under his rule. All of these things together demonstrate that the Pope is what God calls him, the man of lawlessness, the son of destruction, whose coming is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing. So while we see him blessing people, at the same time he is directing them down the pathway to eternal destruction. Don't be fooled by appearances. This nice guy is trying to lead millions of people away from Christ. Thanks be to God that he has saved us from all work righteousness, so that we believe that salvation is a free gift from Christ, that his righteousness is freely counted to our credit, that his blood has washed away all of our sins. Thanks be to God that we know that heaven is ours. Nothing more needs to be done than what Christ himself did. Amen. Hymn 377, verses 1 and 6.
The schedule for flag football today is as posted on the wall. There is no, we're not going to make